This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're back with Hilary Chambers, naturopathic doctor, and we've been talking about stress and sleep. So we kind of have a pretty good understanding now of all the things hormonally and that are going on. What are some of the ways, if we're having difficulty getting into that rest or digest state, what are some of the things that we could take in from herbal world that would help us come into a more relaxed state?
That's a great question, Kathy. There are so many different herbs out there, and not all of them are going to be the right fit for everybody. So we'll go through a couple of great examples of things that are going to help us get out of fight or flight and pull us right into rest and digest. So some of my favorite are herbs that are going to help to stimulate what's called our GABA receptor in the brain. So you can actually take GABA itself as a starting point, but there are also some herbs like passion flower and skullcap and valerian that are going to be really supportive to promote the stimulation of those GABA receptors in the brain. Now, those GABA receptors are actually what are going to promote relaxation because they are, I like to think of them as a stop button. As soon as you hit those GABA receptors, the whole body just takes a beat. It's like taking a deep breath in your brain and relaxes you. So it's going to immediately snap you out of that fight or flight, pull you off that roller coaster, and put you into rest and digest. And all of those herbs, passion flower, skullcap, and valerian are going to be really, really beneficial for making sure that that is happening.
Are there any concerns around any of those? Is there any times or any contraindications for any of those herbs?
Yeah, you're going to want to be careful with making sure that they're not interacting with medication. So if you are taking things that that are sedating in nature, whether that be sometimes some of our allergy medications can be sedating, and if you are on those, you'll probably be aware of that. If you're on antidepressants, or if you're on anti-anxiety, or if you're on sleeping pills, then you need to talk with a naturopathic doctor or your medical doctor if they have experience with the herbs and make sure that you're not going to have a dangerous interaction between those items.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good idea. Are there basic vitamins that help us stay in a more relaxed state too?
Yeah, there are. So when we think about our vitamins, magnesium is a big one that's going to be very relaxing for the body. It will actually relax our blood pressure. It's going to reduce that. It's going to relax our muscle tension. So it's going to feel, again, that tension that we may carry causing headaches, for example, when we're stressed out, is a big one. Or if you have restless legs when you're sleeping, magnesium can be absolutely wonderful. The tricky part about magnesium is it can also relax the bowels. So you just want to be careful that taking the form of it that is kind of going to work with what your goals are. So if you don't need help in the bathroom, then you want to be probably taking a magnesium bisglycinate or a magnesium malate. And those ones are generally safer for making sure that you're not relaxing the bowels too much. And then I also like to point out that we can use something like L-theanine, which is sort of a vitamin, sort of a nutrient. It's a bit in between. It's actually an extract from green tea. Mm-hmm. And it is, I think, one of the coolest, such a nerd, but one of the coolest extracts we can use because it's going to stimulate something called a glutamate receptor in the brain. And that will actually go out and trigger GABA receptors, which we already talked about, serotonin receptors, which will help be sort of antidepressant, anti-anxiety, and help regulate our sleep cycle. And it will also stimulate our dopamine receptors, which are our feel-good hormones. It's like getting a big hug, basically. So I love L-theanine because it's something that's quite unique. Most other nutrients aren't going to attack all three of those different aspects of feeling stressed and feeling anxious and feeling feeling worked up. But L-theanine does, so it's pretty cool.
You know, we hadn't really talked about caffeine, and obviously caffeine stimulates and keeps us awake. So if we've drank too much caffeine during the day, is it true that L-theanine will kind of back that up and allow us to rest anyway?
It will. Everybody's going to have their threshold and limit.
Yeah.
And that actually goes toward There's some interesting genetic testing you can do to see if your liver processes caffeine very quickly. But honestly, everybody knows how they process caffeine. If you accidentally have maybe a bit too much coffee, you could take something like L-theanine or GABA or, you know, any one of the herbs that I'd mentioned previously, as long as it doesn't interact with medications. And that will help to hit those inhibitory neurotransmitters like GABA, serotonin, and dopamine to sort of counteract that in that jitteriness of the caffeine.
And these Nervine herbs that you're talking about, if you're not ready for bed, if you take them during the day, will they keep you in a more calm state and so that when bedtime does come, it comes easier?
That's right. Yeah. So they're oftentimes those Nervine herbs. That's exactly what we call them. Passionflower, Schizandra, and Skullcap are my favorite Nervine herbs. And those three, they often are in formulas and we often use them in patients who are stressed and anxious during the day because it's not going to necessarily put you to sleep, but they are going to just keep you with that cortisol level a little bit lower, feeling a bit more calm. I like to describe it as that hamster wheel going on in your brain is a little moving a little bit slowly, or you can jump out of that hamster wheel. And it allows you to focus a little bit more easily and readily if you're going about your daily tasks. So, yes, you can absolutely take those during the day, and it's not going to cause you to fall asleep or not be able to drive a car, for example.
And vitamin D, sometimes people think of it as a hormone. Some people think of it as a vitamin. Does it have an effect on actually how we're feeling as we go into this darker season?
Great question. Vitamin D is hugely correlated with seasonal affective disorder, which is basically a fancy term for the winter blues, right?
Right.
So I encourage people to get their vitamin D levels tested. A lot of times, if you're feeling more stressed, more anxious, more depressed, or if you're having trouble with sleep, it could be a product of feeling a bit more down. And that's a very common thing as we head through the winter. And that relates back to vitamin D. So if you have the option to ask your naturopathic doctor or your medical doctor to test your blood work for vitamin D, you want to see what your levels are at. And with my patients, I aim to have their levels hit 100 in their blood work to 150. And that's going to help to make sure we have adequate vitamin D to help to mitigate and prevent that seasonal affective disorder that we often see in the winter, especially here in Canada, of course, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, there's many choices out there with vitamin D. We see vegan vitamin D, we see lanolin, we see fish oil. Are they all going to get you there?
They are all going to get you there, yeah. So vitamin D, it's going to become a preference of what you feel most comfortable with taking. So vitamin D, for the most part, if you don't ask, if you don't read the label super closely, you'll probably find that it's sourced from lanolin, which is a waxy substance found on sheep's wool. And for some people, they have no problem taking that. That's totally fine. If you're vegan or vegetarian, that may not jive with you. Or if you are trying to be more environmentally sustainable, you may want to look toward another source of vitamin D. And so there are sources out there, for example, mushrooms that they treat with UV, and that can give you vitamin D in adequate doses, and that adequate dose is going to be 1,000 IU per day that you're taking in an oral dose. And with that, basically any source that you're taking, though, whatever you choose that's best for you, is all going to convert into active vitamin D3 in the body, and that'll be reflected best with your blood work.
Okay, so that's active vitamin D3 that's converted in our body. And now when it's, and we're trying to get to 100 to 150 in that range, it's kind of like a fat soluble. It's staying there until it's utilized. It stays with us even if we're not taking it every day.
That's right. So you're right, because it's a fat soluble vitamin, it doesn't come in and out of the body as quickly as a water-soluble vitamin. So the rates of absorption and sort of the amounts of it that stick around in our bodies is going to be different person to person. So, Kathy, you might take the exact same dose as me, and we might get the exact same sunshine exposure and all these things, and we both go get our blood work done today, and we both go get it done in 3 months. and your levels could be amazing and mine could be terrible. So that's why it's really important to do the lab work
okay.
to make sure that you're actually getting enough. Yeah, it's so strange. There's not really that linear relationship the way that we might see with other vitamins.
Interesting.
And the thing to note is that if you have too much vitamin D, it's toxic. So you can't just go and take, you know, boatloads of it and hope that that's going to be the cure-all here. We just need to make sure that we're not going above 250 on blood work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I get you to aim for 100 to 150. That way there's lots of wiggle room if you happen to get, you know, a little higher than that. But above 250, it becomes toxic.
Okay. So many good suggestions, and we're about ready to wrap it up. But what's one good thought that you can think at bedtime to help let go?
To help let go, I am calm. I am safe. I am loved. That's
beautiful.
My mantra.
That's your mantra. That's a beautiful mantra, Hillary. Thank you so much for coming on our station today and helping us with stress and sleep. We hope to have you back again. You're just a wealth of knowledge. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me today, Kathy. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Okay. Going to go to a quick break.